Hi everyone, welcome to our podcast, Young Minds Matter, a talk show for you and I by Health Club. You might be wondering, well, what is UNI? We are a youth-focused nonprofit to help unite and inspire younger generations to make an impact in our community through volunteering, with our youngest volunteer being just 5. Our volunteers are not just children, though. We have teens, adults, and senior citizens helping out our communities. I am Saranya,
And I am Sriram.
and we are your hosts for today. We welcome you all to our podcast, and the topic of the show today will be about how we can serve the under-resourced through volunteering. Last episode, we talked with our very own Fab Club and their perspective on volunteerism. But now we would like to talk through the volunteer work that you and Ike's Communities Club has done to benefit local communities.
With us today, we have our special guests, our very own Unite and Inspires Community Club. Please welcome Varun, Akshaya, Anissa, and Vedanta to today's podcast. We're so excited to have you all on today's podcast. And Varun, would you like to talk to us about what Community Club does in the community?
No problem. Thank you for having us. And so essentially what the community club is, we're a group of like-minded students who recognize a common goal to make a difference in our community. And through our initiatives, we want to inspire others to do the same. Our various initiatives and projects are aimed at improving the quality of life for both people locally and internationally. And we hope these small initiatives will lead to a big and lasting impact on the community and ourselves.
Wow, Varun, that sounds so amazing. And this is definitely something that will have such high impact within our community. And the or initiatives and the volunteer works that you all are spearheading are amazing and will be great throughout our community. So just building off of what you said, Varun, I know a lot of us, especially me, haven't had as much experience volunteering with the under-resourced as you all might have had. So what advice would you give to someone volunteering for the first time with under-resourced communities?
So one of the most important things to keep in mind when going into volunteering is that you're not always going to see the immediate benefit and you're not always going to see the immediate impact you make. It's about stacking those days and stacking those hours to make a meaningful difference. So when going into volunteering for the first time, although you'll be making a significant impact on the community, it's also important to be open-minded as you'll often learn things from both the people you serve and your fellow volunteers. It's important to make sure you build meaningful relationships with the people you volunteer with.
Definitely. And I understand that this is something that a lot of people might not have experience with. So the tips you provided would definitely be helpful for first-time volunteers and volunteers in under-resourced communities to help help spearhead these initiatives, especially that you all are providing. So I'd like to hand it off to Saranya to ask some other questions.
So this is for you, Anissa. How would you say, how do we ensure that volunteering efforts respect and align with the needs and wishes of the communities we serve?
Well, first of all, it helps you engage and interact with people in the communities. And then once you interact with them, you can understand the issues and problems and work together to help address them.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Engaging with a community, especially one like you haven't really worked with before, is something that you have to like start before you can actually start like making any progress. So I guess I'll just move on to my next question, and this is directed for you, Vedanta. What projects or any activities would you say like the community club is working on, and what community feedback is like been received so far?
So some projects and activities that we're doing in the community club include our birdhouse library, and we set up a lot of workshops. We raise money and supplies for the LA wildfires, and we plan for a lot of other future fundraisers and workshops. And in terms of feedback, we receive a lot of positive feedback from the community. An example of that is that in our library project, a lot of the library books that we put in it, the kids enjoyed them. And they take them and read them with enjoyment.
Oh, that's like really interesting. Could you like, if you don't mind, like explain exactly how you're like the like you're gathering this money that you're sending off to the people who suffered from the LA wildfire?
So for the LA wildfires, we fundraised the money for the us, and we were able to donate all that money and supplies to an organization that will be able to take it to the affected people in the LA wildfires.
Wow, that's honestly super awesome, and I know that the wildfires there were really bad. Well, Sriram, if you do want to ask another question, you can go ahead.
Definitely, Saranya. And that sounds very interesting, Vedanta, the ways that you're organizing these volunteer works throughout our communities. So, the next question is for you, Akshaya. So, what role do you all believe volunteers like you all play in not only like bringing this information or like volunteering throughout the community, but helping these under-resourced communities apply this information?
So, as we provide them with tools, like let's say our birdhouse libraries, the kids and the under like resource communities can help or like they benefit from it, from taking books out of it and kind of like cycling them through. And through our UNI workshops, we also volunteer to help underserved kids learn and apply their skills through partnering with different organizations like Access Health and Texano. And we have another branch in Unite and Inspire called STEEP, where we also hold those workshops and really help like under-resourced kids learn new skills.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Akshaya. That's definitely very interesting. And these opportunities are some of these opportunities are some things that I've never actually heard of. And it sounds great that you all are helping these under-resourced communities not only gain this volunteering information, but helping them apply it through the workshops that you all are organizing. And some of these next questions for you all are kind of open response. So the first question that I have for you all: how do you all build peer-to-peer relationships through volunteering with under-resourced communities?
I guess I can take this one. So, our community club, along with you and I as a whole, many of the activities we do, we first in go into the community and really try to understand what the community needs, whether it's through workshops, which the community club is holding, or whether it's workshops or STEM building exercises. We try to understand what the community needs, and instead of going in with kind of like a savior mindset, we try to build relationships with the community and the people we are serving. So that's kind of.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Varun. And yes, definitely the same applies for me as a volunteer with you and I as well. Even though I don't really volunteer on the front lines, I may more mainly organize drives within my school. I definitely can employ the same volunteering mindset wherever I volunteer, whether it be with you and I or any other organization. And Saranya, would you like to add anything to this?
Yeah, I definitely agree with everything he said. It's pretty good. I do have another question of my own, and I was like wondering like how can we as like volunteers help amplify the voices of these under-resourced communities? Again, this is like up for grabs. Anyone can answer it.
Yeah, sure. So essentially, it comes back to what I said on the last question. It's about really going into the community and trying to understand what the community needs. By understanding what the community needs, you and I has done a good job of spreading awareness for these through its various advocacy campaigns, social media, and their weekly newsletters. They've done a great job of spreading awareness for the current problems in many, many under-resourced communities.
All right, thank you.
Is there anything that anyone else would like to add here?
Yeah, I like to add, so a lot of people like ask what can we do, like small things to help out with the projects we do in the community. And a lot of people, what they did for the Birdhouse Library is donated books to put in libraries so kids can read them, and then also donated like money and like supplies for the global fundraisers that we do.
That sounds amazing, Anissa. And yes, books are very powerful resources, and just providing those as donations and as resources to under-resourced communities really can help amplify those voices. I can definitely see how well those initiatives must have been spreading throughout our community. And this is again for anyone in the community club. What are some small things that we could do to make a big difference in the lives of under-resourced people?
Some things you can do to help under-resourced people and like under-resourced communities is you can like donate things to them, like see what they need and like what resources they need and challenges that they face and help them out. You can engage in like projects to help the community and then like volunteer around and make sure they have the resources that they need.
Definitely. And I think gauging the needs is one of the fundamental steps within volunteering in general. But please correct me if I'm wrong. But I think, yeah, just whether it be volunteering with the under-resourced, whether it be volunteering for any sort of drive, just gauging the need first is the first fundamental step. And would any other member like to add on to this?
Okay, so sure. So the idea I think you're bringing up about small things, about the small things we can do, this is really important because many people think volunteering is about reaching maybe X number of hours or getting some award, but it's really about leaving a meaningful impact on the community that has given so much to us. And I think you and I does a really great job of instilling the motivation to pe for people to continue volunteering for reasons that don't include like getting some tangible benefit. Because I always wondered, many of the you and I activities, they're weekly, but they're only for like 1 hour or 2 hours, whereas many other organizations, they'll give like less frequent, but maybe like 6 hour volunteering ac opportunities at certain locations. And then that's when I realized that you and I is trying to build like habits to frequently volunteer weekly and build the motivation and dedication to volunteer like after high school or after or for your entire life. We're trying to build that motivation to continue volunteering by just doing these small 1 hour or 2 hour activities every week.
Thank you for adding that, Varun. And definitely for me as well, with the Presidential Volunteer Service Award ceremony coming up in almost 2 months, just sitting here and reflecting on the routine that I've kind of set myself in with volunteering, whether it be volunteering in the gardens on Saturday or volunteering cleaning up the parks, it's just that motivation and drive of what we can do to volunteer. And that's really what sets overall some of the small things that we could do within volunteering itself, and specifically volunteering with you and I. Thank you so much for coming to today's podcast, Community Club. The conversation that you had with us was very insightful and detailed. As a final remark for our listeners, Community Club, would you mind sharing some of the projects and works that you all are involved in within the community?
Of course. So our first project, which we set out back in 2023, revolved around the Moroccan earthquake. So in 2023, a devastating earthquake struck Morocco, causing widespread destruction and throwing countless lives into chaos. Many of the families affected lost their homes and did not have access to basic necessities and resources. Recognizing the dire situation, we as a community club set out on our first project to collect clothes and supplies for these people. Our initiative focused on collecting essential supplies such as warm clothing, blankets, and hygiene products to help these displaced families get through the difficult time they were going through. By spreading flyers and raising awareness, we were able to reach out to the local community to collect these supplies, and then we partnered with the Arab America Foundation to then help these victims and get these supplies to Morocco.
Another example of one of our projects was our Birdhouse Library project. In this project, we went to underserved communities and neighborhoods and looked at many major problems they had. A major problem that we noticed was that the kids in the neighborhood were not able to get proper access to simple books and read and improve on their vocabulary. To respond to that, we did a project to get them books and at the same time make it fun for them. We made birdhouses that contained books so that kids could grab and return books anytime they wanted. For the books, we hosted a fundraiser to get money, and we made the libraries ourselves using wood and other materials. We were able to reach the community whenever they needed it and got them the books that they needed.
For our international project, we've chosen to help with wildfire relief in California. Due to the tragic wildfires that have devastated the Southern California area, many have lost their valuables and homes entirely. Fires may have been put under control, but many victims of this disaster still haven't recovered. So in 2024, Community Clubs International Project focuses on fundraising and spreading awareness to this cause. We'll hold bake sales and workshops to help the efforts for this project. With that, we can help support the emergency shelter, food distribution, financial assistance, and any other supplies that they need to recover. With these efforts, we hope for the victims of the wildfires to gain their old lives and resources.
To recap all the projects of Community Club, we have global projects and local projects. The global projects were the Moroccan earthquake and the LA fires that we help raise resources and funds for the people affected. The local projects we are doing, our main one is the Birdhouse Library, where we install birdhouse libraries in low-income areas, and we provide books for children to read. Community Club is all about getting involved in the community through global and local projects. So we get to understand and go out in our communities and experience firsthand.
Well, thank you so much for sharing about your projects, Varun, Vedanta, Akshaya, and Anissa. The impact that you're making in our community is invaluable, and I'm sure you will go on to do great things with your volunteering efforts. And thank you so much once again for sharing that. And thank you so much for joining our podcast, Community Club, Varun, Anissa, Vedanta, and Akshaya. And I learned a lot from you all today. And is there anything else that you'd like to add for all of our listeners tuning in today?
Yes, I'd like to add what Varun was saying earlier about volunteering and stuff. Volunteering is about gaining experience and understanding the impact that what you do actually affects people in need. And so it's very important to actually gain that knowledge, and you can do it through various small things and gain a lot of experience.
Thank
Thank
you
you,
so
Anissa.
much. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, Sharam. Like he said earlier, you guys gave lots of valuable information and insight as to like what you guys do, what you guys like, how you go about stuff. So I would also like to thank you for well, joining us on this episode. Stay tuned for the next episode. This is Young Minds Matter signing out.